Hey there, this is the Teacher Biz Podcast, and I'm your host, Heather O'Donnell.
You know, it's easier to run an online business when things are going well in your life, but man, when things don't go as planned, it can be a whole lot trickier. So in this episode of the Teacher Biz Podcast, I'm going to pull back the curtain on my own business, tell you some things that just have not gone right for me lately, and also tell you how I have dealt with that and how I've pivoted and made some changes to adjust so that the businesses can keep going strong and my family can survive what we need to as well, all in the midst of what honestly feels like pure chaos. And I have three strategies for you when things don't go as planned to help you for when real life happens to you and you have to adjust in the moment.
It's not that long ago that I was walking in your shoes. I remember driving to work every day and feeling trapped because I had gone to school, I got a master's, I got the job that my friends couldn't get, and yet, for me, teaching wasn't as fulfilling as I always thought that it would be. The focus was more on test scores than on humans, and I was so limited in the impact that I could actually make. I just want to tell you what I wish I could go back and tell the kindergarten teacher version of myself, and that is just how much is waiting for you beyond the classroom. How you can use your teacher skills and the experience you fought for with this fancy thing called the internet to make a limitless impact that just isn't possible within the walls of your classroom. You can build a business around your life that brings you actual fulfillment along with a living that you can actually live on and a pay scale that's determined by you instead of your district. There's more than one way to be a teacher, and spoiler alert, I am not talking about teachers pay teachers, and that is not your only option. I know this is possible because I've done it myself. I stopped teaching to stay home with my kids, and in the margins of my day, I have built a solid, life-giving online business that has helped hundreds of thousands of families replace my teacher income several times over and given me the flexibility that I crave as a mom of two little kids. I love my business. I am having fun in this job that I've created for myself, and I just want to teach you everything I know because I know that if I can do this, you can do this too. Hit subscribe and get ready to learn how to build a profitable business with a lot less effort than it takes to run a classroom.
So recently on the Teacher Biz side of my business, I had a very big launch. I think it's the biggest launch I've ever done in my life, to be honest with you, for my signature program, Teacher Biz Blueprint, that I love so much. I'm so excited to have welcomed many students into my program. And now I get to teach them, which is the part that I truly, truly love. And all of that is so fun. All in all, the launch went really well. I found myself the just right students for me, which is the goal in all of this. And it all did go well. But man, along the way, so many things went wrong. I really did need to adjust course and dial things in, and I want to share with you what happened and what I did to solve those problems when they came up. Nothing huge happened over here. The way that I sounded like my family survived. It feels like we've been through a battle. The whole month of February was just really rough for us, but nothing gigantic happened to our family. We're all still here hanging on. It was more like sickness after sickness after sickness. If you don't know, I have two very little kids. I have a 3.5-year-old and a 6-year-old. The 6-year-old is in kindergarten, and my 3.5-year-old is in preschool 2 mornings a week. And they tend to put their hands in their face too much. It's something we're working on, but all the germs get in. All of the germs get in, and there are so many germs in those environments. And of course, it's winter, and the germs are holding strong. So it was sickness after sickness after sickness for us over here. And when you're in the middle of a launch and you have a lot of work to do and things that you want to get done, that feels frustrating. Of course, I prioritize my kids over my business, and I'm there for them when they're sick, and I'm happy to be able to do that. But it's a hard thing. In addition to all of the sicknesses, we also had snow days. We had days without childcare. We had days where either I was feeling under the weather or my husband was, and we were trying to adjust for childcare in the midst of that to both be able to do the work that we needed to do for our family. And then I also experienced more technical difficulties than I think I ever have in the whole time I've had an online business. So I'll break it all down for you. But I really want this to be not me complaining to you about all of the things that went wrong. Instead, I want to share with you how I dealt with those things, how I adjusted, and how I found solutions in the midst of it.
Okay, real quick, if you are serious about starting your own teacher biz, I made you a free resource that's going to simplify everything and just get you started on the right foot. It's called the Free Teacher Biz Starter Guide, and it will guide you through your first three steps of getting started with your teacher biz. Get started right away and grab that free guide at teacherbiz.com/start. That's teacherbiz.com/start. I can't wait for you to get your hands on that great resource. I know it will get you started on the right foot.
So going into February, I was working on two really big projects, one for each side of my business. I was working on the launch of Teacher Biz Blueprint for Teacher Biz. That came with a pre-launch challenge, the Plan Your Teacher Biz Challenge. That was amazing and I loved it, but also required me to show up live several days and really be knee deep in that business with my people. To tell you the purpose of that, besides being able to help people, which I love, is also for that my community to have the experience of learning from me and to decide if I was the person that they wanted to invest in learning more from. And there's so much power in being there live and showing up and showing your face and talking to people and building those relationships. So I was excited to be able to do that. And then because I am a little bit too much of an overachiever, someone who feels like I can just get it all done, which is what my business friends would tell you about me. I am someone who just gets a lot of work done quickly, and I really am hyper-focused on being really efficient and productive in the time that the little time that I do have to work. But I was also trying to pull together a summit for April for the Kindergarten Ready side of my business. And I've never done a summit before, and I was following a program to do it, but it was a lot of work. It was a lot of work. And so in the midst of trying to launch, I was also trying to do the work that has to get done 2 months before you have a summit. So I was down to the wire getting work done. I felt like every day I was hustling. I felt behind. I am someone who likes to be at least a week ahead in all of the work that I do. And I was struggling to keep up with the amount of the workload that I had initially. And then the hits just started coming. So I guess for my kickoff call for the challenge was our first problem. That was a technical difficulty. I was live on Zoom for the challenge, and this has never happened to me before, but I couldn't see my video when I was showing up live. I was sharing my screen, so I could see that. But then when I would turn my camera on and the viewers could see me, I couldn't see myself. And it was so uncomfortable. I felt like I was just flying blind, like not knowing where to look or if I was looking in the right direction or even if like my full face was in the screen. It was uncomfortable. So I felt a little like knocked to my confidence, I guess, after that call. And no one knew. Nobody knew after the fact. I talked to several people that were there. No one knew that even had happened. I just wanted to share that part with you because I want to say, if that happens to you, and probably not that specific thing, but if you're ever live in an environment where you just have to keep going, that's what you do. You keep going. You go with it. You roll with it. You figure out the tech later if you can. Of course, if it knocks you off live, then that's a separate problem and it's just a matter of trying to get back in. But if you ever show up live and your screen share doesn't work, your slides aren't showing right, whatever the issue is, my advice there is to just roll with it and keep going and do your best with what you have and then be transparent about what has happened to you. So I guess I felt a little knock over that, but that was a Friday and the challenge didn't really start until Monday. So I had the weekend to kind of really prepare and get ready and get my mindset right. And I remember saying to my husband, the way this launch goes depends on how I show up for my people. And if I show up as my best self and with full energy and really in this, then I think it will go so much better. Having said that, the night before my first real challenge day, it was Sunday into Monday, the stomach bug hit my son, who was six, and he was up all night, just sick, 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 so sick, the poor thing. And of course, I'm up with him, helping him through all that. So I slept very little that night. And we pulled it together. We figured out, you know, keeping him home. I think he was home that whole week because it was really this horrible, relentless kind of a stomach bug. And then, of course, as these things do, his stomach bug passed to me. So by Thursday, by the day three of my challenge, I was showing up and I said to Alexis, who's on my team, like, I don't know if I'm going to make it through this call. I don't know if I'm going to need to like have our challengers talk amongst themselves and run away for a few minutes because I'm really not feeling well. We made it work, but it was rough. Oh, and that same Thursday, I'm remembering now, that was the day he finally went back to school, and the nurse called me while I was live. The nurse called me and I missed it because I'm live on video. I'm not on my phone. Thankfully, you know, the schools have systems in place for these things. She called my husband next. My husband went to pick him up. He knew what I was doing. We'd communicated our plan. But that's the first time my son in kindergarten has ever been sent home from the nurse. And so, you know, if you're a mom, you know, all the mom feelings that come with not being there for that. Gosh. So then he was home again, of course. And as things kept going, you know, the stomach bug then passed to my daughter and to my husband, and we were all very, very, very sick. And I just felt like scraping through the whole thing, scraping through. I had to let go some things. And I realized in the middle there that I couldn't keep going with all of the projects, and I had to prioritize. I had to let something go. And it was such a hard call to make. But I'm in the middle of the launch. The launch was my best. Yes, at that moment, that's the thing I had to prioritize. And so what I had to decide to do was to reschedule the summit that I'm putting on for late September, because it won't do well over the summer, knowing the audience. So it was going to happen the end of April, which was really the last viable week that I could do it before summer hit. And now I have rescheduled it for late September. That was a hard call to make. You know, the sinking theory thing, which always gets me, always gets me. I had put so much work into getting that summit up and running already. All of those dates were on everything I had created for it. I had already been reaching out to speakers, and now I had to dial it back and reschedule. And that was a hard call to make, but it was the right call. It was the right call. It's what allowed me to actually continue to show up for the launch and just put every ounce of effort that I had left into this one project, which I do think is a better move in the first place. I guess I had underestimated the amount of work that would go into both things, which is silly because I should have known better having experienced this before. Well, not the summit before, but it's something that I'm still learning and running two businesses at the same time. In addition to that, I probably could have pulled it through if everything had gone just like perfectly smoothly for us, but that's not what I should be planning for. I should be planning for things to go wrong now and then, and maybe not to that degree, but I need to put more space in my planning and give myself some more grace instead of working at 100 miles per hour all of the time. So I learned that there. And here is what I want to bring this down to. I was able to finish out my Teacher Biz Blueprint launch. I mean, I was going to finish it out either way, but I was able to finish it out on pretty strong footing. I got all the emails written for the launch. I email a lot when I'm launching something. So as I like to say, more emails than your average bear, but I like to have them all written and scheduled and ready to go before the launch even begins, which is the best way to do it, by the way, I think. But I think it was the day before the emails went out all throughout the launch is when I was finally finishing writing them. It was hard. It was hard to do that. And, you know, the thing I'm proud of there is that I really figured out the most important thing in that launch. And that was communicating with my people. And I prioritized that above everything else. I was extremely sick and I was making Loom videos and sending them out, you know, in a sweatshirt and a ponytail. But still, I was making quick little videos to answer people's questions when they were on the fence about the program. Because of course, you can talk it out to someone better than you could type it. And I wanted them to really get a thorough response from me directly as they were deciding if they were going to invest in my program. And I was voice messaging with potential customers on Facebook and Instagram when they had questions about if this was right for them and they were needing answers. So I prioritized that. I prioritized relationships with my people and welcoming my students into the program and answering the questions of people who had questions that they needed answers to. And I let a lot of things go. I would have liked to go live the last day of that launch in the Facebook community for the challenge, and I wasn't able to do that. But there were a lot of things that I was able to do. It was the most detailed, intense launch that I've ever done, and I'm proud of how it ended up, although it wasn't exactly how I dreamed that it would be. So I want to share this with you to tell you that when things don't go exactly according to plan for you in your real life or in your business, whatever the case may be, here are three strategies that you can use to adjust and to make things work and get what needs to get done, done. You've already heard about how I've done this in my story, but I want to dial it in for you and give you these three strategies. So strategy number one is to eliminate what you can. Look at your to-do list and see what you can cross off the list. So for me, that was pushing back my summit, and it was a really hard choice to make. Another thing that I crossed off my list was organic social media posts. I stopped posting on social. I had been in this routine of posting two reels a day on Instagram. I was kind of experimenting and playing with some things for my students. And I did learn a lot in that time, but I know that organic social media for me as someone who runs a lot of paid ads is not necessarily my best guess. And it definitely was not worth my time in that moment when I had such little time to work with and so much to do. So maybe I'll go back to posting organically at some point, likely not every day, but it was fun while I did it. And I want you to be able to take a step back and think about that too. Like, what can I really cross off my list? Before I had decided to let my summit go, I had talked to my business friends, Aaron and Maury, who I talk about all the time. I had talked to them. I was just telling them how I felt this weight of so much to do and so much pressure that I was really putting on myself and that I felt like I wasn't going to be able to do it all. And they said, move the summit. I remember, I think Aaron said it first, he was like, can you just move this summit back? And I said, no, I'm not going to move the summit. But she was right. I needed to do that. So it was probably a week later that I actually decided to move it back. That was the right move. It was good to hear that from someone else. And so if you can't decide, looking at your own to-do list, what you need to knock off, bring that to your business friends, find a community to talk to about it, ask them what their opinion is, if you trust their opinion on what you can eliminate, and eliminate what you can so you can really focus in on the things that matter. Number two goes hand in hand with that, and that is to ask for help. Ask for help from people in your life, and your business friends and your colleagues and your team, if you have a team or a VA, ask for help where you need to. I was really relying on my small team over here, especially my Alexis and Jenny, who are right in the trenches with me. I had Jenny coming behind me, proofreading things as I wrote them. We were in the same Google Doc together. I'm like, okay, I'm done with this page. I'm done with this section. And she was coming right behind me to read them. And I was talking to Alexis daily, more than daily, multiple times a day. Here's where I am. Here's what I need. And they just showed up for me in such a strong way in that moment. Makes me feel really, really good, as I always do. But You know, it's the hard times that make you realize who's really got your back. And I love my team. You've heard me say that a lot on this podcast before, but it's just such an incredible thing when you start to collect people who can come into your business with you and help you there. And if you don't have that, if you don't have a team, find some just really great business friends that you can lean on when you need to, and let them have you to lean on too, because I know that my business friends have each had their own hard times in their businesses. And I remember saying, you know, do you need me to hop in and write an email for you? Do you need me to hop into your lead pages and change something for you? It's good to have people in your life who know how to use the things that you use and do the things that you do. And they've never said yes to that. But man, if they ever needed me to, I would be there and write an email for them in a heartbeat or whatever it is that they needed. I'd be so happy to do that. So ask for help. And you know, I asked for help from my mom. I had her, which gosh, I'm so lucky to have my mom live by, to have grandparents that live nearby. I know I'm so lucky to have that in my life. But she was over here helping when she could with the kids, risking getting sick herself, which I don't love. But gosh, I think she was wearing a mask around my son when he was really sick. And, you know, asking for help from my husband. He was on the phone with work with his headset on in the basement. And the kids are down there on his basement work floor playing with baby toys they found in the basement. We just made it work. You know, we all kind of pulled together as a team and made that work. So definitely ask for help when you need it. If I had not done that, I would not have made it through as well as I did. And then number three is to really prioritize and focus on what matters. And this goes hand in hand with everything else. Eliminating what you can helps to focus in on your priorities. But for me, my top priority was always and will always be my people, talking to my actual people. Even in the trenches of all of that, knowing I was letting things go, I continued to tell my potential customers, if you have questions, come ask me your questions, because I knew that was my top priority, was building those relationships, communicating with my community, answering the questions myself instead of asking my team to jump in on those. If there was a simple one, I'm sure that they did, but people who were on the fence and really needed guidance in their decision, I gave them my honest behind the scenes look so that they could make the best decision for them and feel confident about the decision they made. That was my goal. So I did prioritize that above all else. And I think that is the thing that made the biggest difference in this launch for me. I also think it's important to give yourself some space when you can. So now that the launch is over, I get to really focus in on teaching my people and being with them inside of my program, which is my very favorite part of my business. I also get to give Kindergarten Ready a little more attention that she wasn't getting during my launch on the Teacher Biz side. And aside from those two big priorities right now, I get to take it down a notch. I don't have a huge summit to jump right into. So that's kind of nice to not have another gigantic project like that to be jumping into right after this launch, which is what would have been happening. So I kind of do like that decision. And I'm excited for the summit that will happen in the fall. And I get to look forward to that. I hope this was helpful to you. I hope it's helpful to hear the things that really happen when you have a real life and a family and a business or two to be taken care of all at the same time, and how to make things work when it does get hard, because online business is not always all sunshine and roses over here. It's not always easy peasy. Sometimes it does get difficult. And I think it's important to still find ways to make it work and to do what needs to be done. And sometimes only what needs to be done. I hope this is helpful for you. And I will be back next Tuesday with another episode of the Teacher Biz Podcast. I hope that you enjoyed that episode and got something out of it today. And I hope you'll share it with a friend who will enjoy it too. I love when my friends send me good podcasts to listen to, so I hope you'll be that friend for someone else. If you are ready to get started on your own teacher biz, then I have a great free resource for you. It is the Teacher Biz Starter Guide, and you can get your free copy at teacherbiz.com/start. That's teacherbiz.com/start. And until next time, I'll be over here in your corner cheering for you.